verses 13 through 24. Amen. It is always a blessing to hear what Father God has to speak unto his people. Amen. And it is always a word that's needed to be heard by each and every one of us. Because the days are so evil. So evil. And as Pastor was saying about this movement, we really have to be careful, saints. We really have to be careful. Amen. Matthew 16, I'm going to be reading verses 13 through 24. And it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Amen. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to speak or to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. You may be seated. Amen. I told Pastor on Thursday, I said, you're stepping a little bit. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this today. You're stepping a whole lot. Amen. I want us to focus on these two verses. Amen. Verse 22, when it says, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. And 23 says it, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. For thou savest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of man. Saints, this morning's message is something that has been spoken already this morning. Amen. Know the voice. Know the voice. Jesus asked his disciples, whom do men say that I am? The Son of Man am. Amen. And 14 says it this way. It says, and they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and Jeremiah. Now, in 17, it says this. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, son of Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, it was revealed unto Peter from the Father who Jesus was. Amen. Not flesh and blood. Amen. When Jesus said to Peter, what he got from the Father. Peter took it. Peter took what he said, amen. Because the Father spoke to him, amen. If the Father speaks to you, how will you feel, amen? How will you feel if the Father, if you heard the Father's voice speaking to you, amen? We know how a compliment can get to us sometimes, amen? We get a compliment from the right person and no one can tell us anything, amen? But you get a compliment from Father God, amen? Not from man, but from Father God, amen? Jesus told Peter, God revealed this unto him. This was the spirit, not the flesh, amen? Peter was on 10 at that time, amen? Because God didn't speak to any of the others. He spoke to me, amen? Now, if you get a compliment from Father God, how are you going to feel? I'm worthy. I'm better than you. I can look down on you now. Amen. He told me, not you. So that means I'm more than what you are. Amen. This is how Peter felt. Amen. But you see how quick pride, the deep feeling of pleasure or satisfaction of one's own achievement, pops in. Amen. Because I got a compliment from Father God. The flesh rises up. Amen. And we know who's behind this, don't we? Satan himself, amen? Jesus' tale of his suffering, death, and resurrection. But the Father spoke to me is what Peter's thinking, amen? Peter now feels that since I've heard from the Father, I have the authority to speak to Jesus any way I please. And if I feel I can pull him to the side and tell him all that stuff you told us, that's not happening. That's not going to happen. Now, you telling the Lord, the Son of God, this because you got a compliment. Amen? Because you got one compliment. Father spoke to you instead of the others. You feel that you can speak to the Lord any way you want. Amen? He says, far be it far from thee. This shall not be unto thee. And just as Peter starts to speak and rebuke Jesus, Jesus recognized the voice. And he recognized who was speaking. How did Jesus recognize that voice, saints? Because it was the same voice that spoke to Jesus in the wilderness. See, we're going to hear a lot of voices. Some we're going to be able to tell who it is and where it's coming from. But Jesus knew where this was coming from because he heard the voice before. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew 4, 1 through 10. Amen. Matthew 4, 1 through 10. Jesus, I heard that voice. I've heard that voice. It says, then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil, taking him up into the holy cities, and set him upon a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thine hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thine feet against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thine God. Again, the devil taketh him up into the exceedingly high mountains and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all your things. Oh, wait a minute. He said, all these things will I give. Amen. See, the enemy seems to think that everything is his. All these things I will give unto thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee thence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thine God, and him only shall thine serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now, I want to get back to Peter, because just before Peter spoke as a messenger of God, he then spoke as a messenger of Satan. You see how quick that turns around? But the Bible tells us blessing and curses don't come out of the same mouth, right? Jesus knew there was a satanic purpose in discouraging him from his ministry on the cross, and Jesus wasn't allowing this to happen, amen? He wasn't going to allow that to happen, amen? Because one of his own spoke against him and rebuked him. Amen. Peter was not aware that he spoke for Satan, and he wasn't even aware that he spoke for God. Because, look, Jesus had to tell him. Flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you. Amen. Peter was way out of place here and didn't even know it. Peter is a perfect example of how a sincere heart coupled with man's thinking can often lead to disaster. Amen? Because many times we think we're doing the work of the Lord. Amen? But I'm going to tell you this, saints, because as Pastor was saying, there are many things out here that are being said, and we have to be careful of the things that we're listening to. And we have to be careful of the things that we're following. Amen. You know, I heard a young lady this morning, and she was talking about Satan, the minister of worship in heaven. And she said he led all of that. Amen. And they followed him. He led all of that. But then he was cast down. And what do you think he's doing down here? See, music gets to the ear, but it gets deeper. Amen. She said, when you look at it, it's not the government. It's not political things that people listen to. You know, the number one thing that people listen to most of all is music. Because the enemy knows that everyone loves music. Everyone. Everyone loves music. You cannot tell me that somebody can, that's my song. That's my song. That's my song. Amen. See, and the thing about music is this. Music can either lead you to do some things that you know you shouldn't be doing, and can lead you to some things you need to just leave alone. Amen. But it is through the music that Satan is getting to the people. Amen. When you look at the music industry now, look at how demonic it is. Amen. Because they know that music is the thing that just attaches itself to people, and people just bring it in. Amen. It's not too bad to listen to that. It's not too bad to listen to that. That's good, but the Bible tells us a little leaven leaveth the whole loaf. All it takes is a little bit. And the next thing you know, you're going to a Beyonce concert. You're going to a Nicki Minaj concert. I had a young lady get on my bus the other day, told me, she said she was offended that her friend took her daughter to a Nicki Minaj concert. See, I have a friend, he's a Detroit police officer that worked that concert that day. And he said some of the things that he seen, it ain't godly. It ain't godly. And see, the thing is, all you see is what's going on the stage. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, amen? See, when we do things, we pray before we do them. But we praise Father God. Amen? Who they're praying to is not that. It's unholy and unrighteous. Amen? Now, the Bible tells us He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Listen to that. There's a difference between having ears to hear and just having ears. When you have ears, you're going to hear everything. Amen. It doesn't matter what comes in. You're going to hear it. But when you have the ears of the Lord, you're going to hear those things that you need to hear. Amen. Jesus' parable of the sower and the seed. There are different types of hearers, those that let the word of God pass through their ears and those that truly listen and seek understanding. See, I want to hear, but I want understanding of what I'm hearing. Amen? See, many people will hear things and be like, okay, I got it. And then when you go back to them, what'd you say again? Because I forgot. Many have ears to hear, but many don't have the ears to get understanding. Amen? Turn with me to Mark 4, 13 through 20. Amen? Mark 4, 13 through 20. And it says, he said unto them, know ye not this parable, and how then we shall know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are the things by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately. Do you honestly think that Satan wants you to hear what's being told on today? What's being said on today? What did Minister Corn say one year? He said, by the time you leave out of that door, most of the things that you heard, you won't remember. And you know who's outside applauding when you do that? Satan. They ain't going to remember none of that stuff. You know why sometimes we allow things to distract us? That's why we say, no distractions, no interruptions. Because things come in to distract us from God's word. Amen. And I can say this about myself, and I know many of you can say the same thing. When we in here sometime, we thinking about what we going to do when we get home. I got to cut the grass. What we going to make for dinner? Where we going for dinner? Hey, man, I got to get the kids' school stuff ready for tomorrow. What was the word about today? I don't know, but it was good. I don't remember none of it, but it was good. Even though you get the word in here and receive what God is speaking unto you here, what are you receiving there? Amen. Because again, saints, many voices are going to be speaking negative things to you to discourage you from receiving God's word. Amen. It says this. It says, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard it, Satan cometh immediately and take the word away that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves. And so enduring but for a time afterwards, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. I can say everything I want to say in here to you. Amen. But when affliction and persecution comes, what are the things that we think about? Are we thinking about God's word? Are we reflecting on a word that was spoken to let you know you will go through some things, but God is faithful to see you through them? Or are we focused on the problem instead of our Savior? Amen. Because God promised us something, saints, and we have to stand on that truth. Amen. 18 says this, it says, and these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You received a good word, but it's going to be some other things coming in trying to discourage you from receiving that word. Choke that word out of you. I'm going to make sure you don't get this. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. There's many people that are going to receive God's word and going to bring forth, amen, God's word to others, amen. But only a few are willing. The rest have ears, but they don't have ears to hear. All I want is understanding of your word. I'm not going to come in here and sit, hear what you have to say, and say, I got it. But scared to ask the question of, I don't understand that. Sister Paris. One thing about Sister Paris is this. If she don't understand, she going to get understanding before she leave here. Amen. It is a blessing. I heard what you said, but I don't truly understand it. Pastor, I need you to give me understanding of it. And when I get understand, I got understanding. I'm good. I'm going on. Amen. Many will hear and not have understanding of the voice. Amen. We have to be able to hear with understanding and identify what we hear and whom we're listening to. Amen. You can't let every voice in, saints. You can't listen to everything. Now, let me say this, because Pastor was teetering on it about a mother. My wife told me this years ago. A mother knows their child. Amen. It can be 100 kids in the room. A mother will hear her child's voice and know it. A mother knows a hurt cry, a hunger cry, and a mom, where you at cry. Amen? They know the voice. And you know why they know the voice? And I'm going to get real deep on this. Why does a mother know the voice of their child? Because they done spent 9 months with that child. Faithfully committed without a choice. God's word, faithfully committed without a choice. That's how we have to be in his word. Amen. Faithfully committed. See, we need to know the voice of Father God. Amen. Because there's many other voices coming around and coming to us. Amen. We have to know the voice of God in these last days. We have to know the voice in the last days. When Peter rebuked Jesus, he knew that was Jesus' last days coming. Amen? So he was trying to stop him. We know who it was. It was Satan trying to stop him. Amen? We're in the last days. And it's many voices coming to us to stop us from receiving salvation. Many voices coming to us to stop us from passing on salvation or giving the salvation word to those that need to hear it. We are in the last days, saints. In the book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel, 3:1-10, I got some reading for you on today, amen. But I'm going to tell you this. Also, some studying needs to be done, amen. Don't just hear my voice and receive everything that's being said. Look for yourself. Amen. Look for yourself. 1 Samuel 3:1-10. This is a voice that was heard but not understood. Amen. 1 Samuel 3:1-10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the light of the lamp of God went out in the temple of God where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, And he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou calleth me." And he said, "I calleth not. Lay down again." And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "And call not, my son, lay down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call of me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lay down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thine servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as he at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thine servant heareth." Three times Samuel was called. He didn't recognize the voice. You hear a lot of people saying that God is not speaking in these days. He's speaking. He's speaking to us, saints. But many don't recognize the voice. A voice was heard, but not understood. Amen. Many don't recognize the voice of the Lord, but the Lord is speaking to his people today. Father God could speak audibly to people today, but he speaks primarily through his word, his written word. You know, the word that you have at the house, that's always there with you, that's in your car, that's on your nightstand, that's on the dining room table, that's on the counter. You know the book. Father God speaks through our conscience, through our circumstances, and through our exhortation of other people. So many times the word that you hear from somebody, that's Father God speaking to you, getting your attention. When you're going through something, Father God is trying to speak through you, through your circumstances, and show you something. When you hear that still small voice in your head, Father God is speaking to his people. See, many people will tell you, "I don't know what the voice of the Lord sounds like." Getting his word. You know, some people will say, "I heard something and I just didn't know what it was." Father God's trying to get a lot of people's attention. Look, Father God is not going to come up to you and smack you in the head to get your attention. I wasn't coming that way, Pastor. He's not going to do that. Amen. See, you know, people always say, "Well, Father God, give me a sign. Show me something. Show me that." Well, what do you want the moon? You want the moon to turn back and forth? Is that good enough for you? He's not going to do these things. Through the truth of the scripture, we can learn to recognize God's voice. Through his scriptures, we can learn to recognize his voice. Many hear but question the voice that's speaking. Amen. Some voices come in this world to deceive, discourage, and some for our downfall. Amen. That's why I say you can't listen to everybody. You can't listen to every voice. Like a calming voice can cause many to let their guard down and receive and believe things that are said as truth. Amen. Just because it sounds good, and just because I'm using a calming voice, doesn't mean that it's truth. Amen. We have to be careful. Eve listened to a voice that was unfamiliar. So you mean to tell me a serpent comes over to you and starts talking, and you sit there and listen to it. Let me ask y'all this. If your dog came up to you, your cat came up to you and started speaking, what would you do? Are you going to sit there and listen to it? But she listened. She listened. Amen. You know why she listened? Because it was a calming voice. Yes, subtle. Amen. Instead of walking away, she listened. Why? Because the voice was subtle. See, when you have a subtle and a soothing voice, and some of the ladies understand this because there's some men that have tried that stuff with y'all. Amen. Well, come on, baby. You know, it's all of that. Yeah. And then later on, you're going to be yelling and screaming because of what you allowed to happen. Amen. But it's the subtlety. Amen. Now, the Bible did not say that Satan was yelling at Eve. If someone you know starts yelling at you about a situation, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and take it? Or are you just going to walk off? Because it was that subtlety that kept Eve where she was, amen? And she listened and stood there and took it, amen? But it was that soft-spoken voice. Yes, subtlety means delicate or redefined. And then Adam heard a voice familiar to him. He didn't hear the serpent because it was unfamiliar to him. You know what voice he heard that was familiar to him? His wife. Familiar voices will come to you and cause you to do things that you're going to regret later. And we all see what happened when Adam listened to the familiar voice that he heard. Amen. But we have to be careful of the voice that we hear. Amen. And there's a thing going on right now. And I know some may know this, that whole AI thing that's going on, where all they need is a piece of your voice and they can put it all together. A young lady said her mother called her on the phone and said, honey, I need money. My car broke down, and they won't tow my car unless I give them cash. And she said, "Well, can I just send this? Or can I? No, I need your debit card. Give me your debit card right now, so I can pay the man, so he can do this." And her conscience told her, "That's not your mother. That's not your mother speaking." And her conscience told her, "Call your mother right now." She called her mother. Her mother was at home. Saying, what's up, honey? Are you coming over and this and that? The familiar voice, we have to know. Because this whole AI thing, this ain't no godly thing, amen? This Satan's behind all of this stuff. Because in that situation there, what was it for? To deceive. To deceive. And that calming voice that you hear, that subtle voice, is to deceive you as it did Eve. Amen. So we have to know the voice of the Lord. Amen. We have to recognize the voice we're hearing and know Father God, or hear and know what the temptations of the enemy are. Amen. Because the enemy is going to tempt us in all kinds of ways with all kinds of voices. Amen. And I know many of us have had those phone calls at home where it sounds good. It sounds too good to be true. Oh, yeah. $199, you can have a 4-day, 5-night cruise. For $199, just send us $250, and that cruise is all yours. God communicates through his inspired word, preserves through centuries for us today. It is through his word that we are sanctified, saints. It's through Father God's word, amen? John 17:17 tells us this. It says, sanctify them through thine truth. Thine word is truth, amen? It is through the word that we hear the Father, who has given us ears to hear The more we listen to Father God, the better we can distinguish his voice from all others. Amen? And, you know, it's still a blessing to know that a mother knows her child's voice. No matter what chaos is going on, what noise is being made, whatever, a mother can still hear, that's my child. My child is in trouble. Amen? And it's the same thing with Father God. When he hears your voice, if he hears the distress in your voice, that's my child. My child is in trouble. My child needs my help. Amen? But see, the thing is, God knows your voice. Do you know his? He knows who you are. Do you know who he is? Amen? The more we listen to Father God, the better we can distinguish his voice from all others. Amen. In John 10, 27 through 28, it says this. It says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Why? Because we have ears to hear. Amen. It says, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. To hear the voice of the Lord, we must belong to God. Others may speak, but my shepherd do not listen. The better we know our shepherd, the less we have to worry about heeding the wrong voice. Amen. We got to know the voice, saints. We got to know the voice. Amen. You know who heard the right voice and still didn't trust or believe? Gideon. He heard the voice, but he still didn't believe or trust. So what did he do? You got to show me some more proof. Three times Father God had to prove who he was. He heard the voice, but he didn't trust the voice. Amen. We have to know the voice of Father God. Amen. We have to know the voice. Amen. When we listen to Father God's voice, how can we know that is the one speaking, that he's the one speaking? First of all, we have something that Gideon and Samuel didn't have. And that's his written word. You want to hear from me, children? My word is at your disposal. It's right in front of you. The Bible, the inspired word of God, is read and studied, and we should be meditating on it each and every day. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. The scripture is God-breathed. It's his breath. Amen. It says 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped or thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We have the manual. We have the manual. You know, we brought this up before. Many times we want to put things together. Do we read the manual? No, we just go ahead and try to put it together. And what happens? And then you wonder why you have so many leftover parts. You didn't find the manual. You didn't follow it. Saints, let me tell you this. Some of us have so many broken parts in our life, and we're trying to figure out, where is this going? Why am I here? Because you didn't follow the manual. One of the hardest things for us to do is follow instructions. You know that I had a license plate that said years ago, when all else fails, follow instructions. That is not what it's supposed to be. Follow instructions and all else won't fail is what it should have been. See, man will put what we shouldn't do what we should do. Amen. When all else fails, follow instructions. When you look at it, that doesn't even make sense. When all else fails, follow instructions. So read the manual and you'll get it right. Amen. Those who hear God's voice are those who belong to him, those who have been saved by his grace through faith in Jesus. Amen. We are the sheep who hear and recognize his voice because we know who our shepherd is. Amen. We know who our shepherd is. We hear his voice when we spend time in his word. The more we spend time intimately with Father God and his word, the easier it is to recognize his voice in our life. So when you walk it through the house and all of a sudden you hear a still small voice and you, now if you jumping, you don't know the voice. You don't know the voice because then you think somebody else is in the house with you. But when you know the voice, yes, Lord, speak, Lord. And I told you the one thing we, Pastor, we say. Lord, I'm here. What would you have me to do? That's one thing Father God ain't going to hear. Amen. Because many don't want the responsibility. Amen. Many don't want the responsibility. And it's tough. I'm going to tell you that. There isn't any confusion in God's word. If we ever confused about whether or not we are hearing God, it is good to pray for wisdom because the word says God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Don't be confused by the voice that you hear. Either you know it or you don't know it. But if you don't know it, pray about it so you can get understanding of it. Amen. Ask God to make his will clear for you. When you pray, we must believe and not doubt. Amen. The problem that many have is they try to figure God's will out for their own life. Amen. Not ask. I'm going to figure this out. I don't need your help, but I'm going to figure it out myself. And the reason we try to figure it out ourselves and the reason we are where we are is because we're trying to figure it out. Instead of asking the question, Father, what is your will for my life? Amen. The Bible is called the Word of God for a reason. It is the primary way God speaks to us today. Amen. It is also the way that we learn about God's character and his dealing with people throughout history. Amen. God's Word is our guide for a righteous living. Amen. A righteous life is lived through God's Word. Amen. And while we speak to God in prayer, he speaks to us through his word. Amen. As we read, we must know that these are the very words of God. Amen. That he's speaking unto his people today. I want to close with this here. Saints, let the Bible be the judge of every thought. Amen. Let the Bible be the judge of every thought. Because in Hebrews 4:12, it says this. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing evil to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. The man of God doesn't make the Bible come alive. The Bible is alive and give life to those who want to receive it in faith. Amen. Now, if anything goes against scripture, then it is not of God. It must be rejected. If anything goes against scripture, it's not of God. It must be rejected. Amen. Remember, Father God wants to show us the right path to take. And it is not his intent to hide his will for our life. Amen. Is not his intent. Father God is an open book to us. And you know that book that I'm talking about, amen? It's an open book. And as we hear so many times, the life we live now is an open book. When you go to school and you take a test, All books have to be closed. Phones have to be turned off. And it has to be from here to understand what's being done on that test. But one thing about Father God, in the life that we live today, it's an open book. The answers are right before you. And he's speaking to us people today. Saints, receive his word on today, because God, Father God, is speaking to each and every one of us to live a righteous and peaceful life. Amen. With that said, I turn it over.